works for Guillermo Rodriguez. But Stankiewicz comes out of the bullpen and gets a big third out on strike three. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. Quad Cities gets one back, but it remains a 3-1 lead for the Colonels. This is Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball.
Happy 20th anniversary.
I'm here to better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Cedar Rapids, John Stankiewicz out of the bullpen with a big third out, getting Carter Jensen looking at strike three to preserve a two-run lead for the Colonels as we jump to the bottom of the sixth inning. Eric Sarantola, the right-hander out of the bullpen for Quad Cities, Luin Revilla, tossed five solid innings for the River Bandits, just made a couple of mistakes, the home run to Cardenas and the double to Ben Ross. Allowed just three hits on the evening against Cedar Rapids and punched out six Colonels. Sarantola, the right-hander, making his 19th appearance of the season, ERA in the mid-fives. We'll get Rosario, Ross, and Ortega, 3-4 and 5 for the Colonels here in the home half of the sixth inning. Out of the line works Sarantola, who stands at 6'5", 225. First pitch, line drive into left field to base hit. Rosario not waiting around. Fastball 96, top of the zone, he spun for 105. Through the open side of the left side of the infield. A leadoff knock by Rosario. One is on for Ben Ross.
Number 15, Ben Ross.
Ross has doubled home run. He's also popped to third. Rosario on first base. Nobody out. Bottom six. The first pitch. In the dirt. Behind Alexander. He can't find it. Rosario wasn't going to go. But then when Alexander was looking for the baseball, Rosie scampered to second, there no problem. And for the second time tonight, the Colonels get a man in scoring position on a wild pitch. So after Quad City's got a run in the top half of this inning, Colonels trying to get it back. Up by two in the bottom of the sixth frame. The 1-0. Inside, a stabbing catch by the catcher, Alexander. Hitters count for Ross, two balls and no strikes. Rosario on second, and a pitch shown to Ben Ross. Swing a fouled away, line drive off the beam. Mr. Shucks has to duck on top of the Cedar Rapids dugout as it flies back down off the protective beam. It is strike one on the Colonel's first baseman. Sarantola out of the stretch from the first base side. And here's the 2-1. Swing a fly ball the opposite way again, and this one down foul ball over the fence that protects the batting turtle down in the right field corner. It is two balls and two strikes in the Colonel's first baseman. Colonels in their jerseys tonight. Sponsored by SK Life Sciences, as is this contest, and the fireworks show that is to follow. Matt Grapplers are the Colonels tomorrow night. 2-2 Ross. He did not hold back on his swing, chasing a ball in the dirt. Alexander applies the tag. Ross does not like the call. And Ben is punched out for strike three. Still works with Alexander with the umpire, I should say Rodriguez, as there was no appeal. Rodriguez just called him out himself behind home plate.
Number nine, Jorel Ortega.
Sarantola takes the strikeout. Ross is gone for Jarrell Ortega. On Friday, the Colonels will be the Cedar Rapids Bunnies, presented by our friends at CenturyLink. Those uniforms from the Field of Dreams game coming back, brought to you by CenturyLink. First pitch to Ortega is a high fly ball. Hit well right center. Cross going back shows his numbers on the warning track to the wall, makes the catch. Banging into the wall below the big scoreboard in right center. Rosario tags and has to get the stop sign at third base. Almost wanted to round and go from second to home on a sacrifice fly. Instead, Brakes put on a long fly ball out by Jarrell Ortega. And two are gone in the inning. A ride given that time by Ortega, a high flyer into right center field, but Cross, who plays a great center, ran it down for the second out of the inning. So Rosario now on third for Miller, and the first pitch is a fastball outside at 98 that misses for ball one. Switch hitting Miller, batting lefty, infield plays him to pull. Rosario 90 feet away, two gone, 3-1 Colonels, bottom six. The 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. Tarantola sets his 2-0 home. Is flown foul above the grass berm, which is filled with blankets laid down and youngsters who all sprint up after that foul ball. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Miller. And the pitch from Tarantola. It's a fastball that gets the top of the zone. Is it called strike two? And it's two balls and two strikes on the Colonel shortstop. Leadoff single by Rosario. He's on third base with two outs and a 2-2 count to Miller. The pitch. Misses down and in. Miller backs out of the way, and the count has gone full. Three balls, two strikes, one on, two out. 3-1 Colonels, bottom half of the sixth inning. The full count pitch from Tarantola is a fastball dribbled foul in front of home plate. Miller just got a piece, and the count stays full. Misael Urbina is the batter on deck for the Colonels. Misael is 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Tarantola looking for a scoreless sixth inning. And his pitch is a ball that just misses off the outside corner. Tarantola befuddled that that was not called strike three. Brooks Conrad with some words for the home plate umpire, as neither side has been rather pleased with the work of Guillermo Rodriguez tonight behind home plate. Still words from Conrad. Now the two are going back and forth as Misael Urbina comes to home plate. They're on the corners, two outs for Urbina. Out of the stretch is Tarantola, the righty's first pitch. Misses in the dirt. Good block by Alexander, who picks it with the backhand. And he keeps the runners on first and third. Might be a time for Miller to run. Noah is 8-for-8 swiping bags this season. He goes, the 1-0. Is a high pop-up skied under the infield. Newton now in foul ground. The first baseman drifts back into fair territory and makes the letter-high one-handed catch to end the inning in the sixth frame. So nothing comes of that two-out walk by Miller. They remain on the corners. No runs on a hit. Two left for Cedar Rapids in the sixth frame. Two-thirds of the way through, we go to the seventh. 3-1 Colonels in the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
You're too busy to be calculating timesheets by hand. Do yourself a favor and...
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
3-1 Colonels. Top half of the seventh inning in the latter third of this contest on July the 4th. At Veterans Memorial Stadium, happy with us on this July the 4th. Calvin Christofor with you. At the ballpark, John Stankiewicz got the final out of the sixth inning, a big strikeout with two on to end the inning. He caught Carter Jensen looking. He will get Negrettown Newton, 6-7-8 for Quad Cities here in the seventh frame. Lead for the Colonels, 3-1. Newton stands in, or Negret, I should say, in the first pitch to him. Gets the outside corner, calls strike one. Big righty batter, Negret, open stance right side against the righty Stankiewicz. 0-1 is popped foul, straight back. Onto the overhang, that leads above the concourse and back down. Bouncing off the door behind home plate into the hallway. It is strike two. Oh, and two for Stankiewicz, looking for back-to-back strikeouts out of the bullpen. His pitch. Outside, no swing by Negret. It is 1-2. We haven't seen the big offensive boom for Quad Cities yet tonight. I think it was the 1-2. Swing a ground ball punch to shortstop. Easy play for Miller. Corral in the throw to first. And plenty of time to retire Negret. And one is gone in the inning. Coming into this game in the three games in July, Quad Cities led all of the Midwest League with a 550 slugging percentage and had nine doubles in the first three games, tied with just the Greenville Drive in the Red Sox system for the most in all of the high A level. Batter is River Town, first pitch to him, is a pitch at the knees for a called strike one. Town has been hit by a pitch, he's also lined to center. Lefty batter against the righty Stankiewicz, 0-1. Ground ball in the left field, forward a base hit. Open side of the left field infield with Miller playing up the middle. Schoble, the third baseman on the grass, had no shot at it. And it's a hard first ground ball through the open side of the field. First hit of the night for River Town. And the game's tying run comes to home plate in the form of Shervin Newton. In a 3-1 game, one out, one on. In the top of the seventh. Switch hitter batting lefty is Newton. Against the righty Stankiewicz. First pitch coming home. Here it is. Swing a ground ball to second. Pitcher Stankiewicz fields. Goes to second for one. On to first, a double play. Stankiewicz with a stab at it. Spun around, went to second after getting it in his webbing. Easy flip for Miller to go from second to first. It's a 1-6-3 right, double play as Stankiewicz does it himself and turns the twin killer. We go to the home half of the seventh. We stay here and stretch in Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
All day, take me out with the crowd. Why is your leaders in pressure? I don't care if I ever get back, but it's good. Root, root for the curve. Maybe I'm ready to stand before it's fun. Good, please, I'm glad to be yours.
John Stankiewicz doing what pitchers aren't normally asked to do. Field a ground ball that was going up the middle to spin and throw to second for a 1-6-3 double play. But he does just that to end the inning for Quad Cities in the top of the seventh. Home half of the seventh inning of this July 4th. Lead for the Colonels is 2-3-1 Cedar Rapids on the two-run home run by Noah Cardenas, just his second of the season and his first since opening day. He'll lead off the inning for the Colonels here in the seventh. With Salas in the top of the order, Tanner Schoble to follow. Eric Sarantola pitched a scoreless sixth inning. Right-hander back out there for the seventh. Cardenas one for two with that home run. That was against the starter, Luis Revilla.
Noah Cardenas.
Sarantola, the right-hander from Montreal, Canada. Shows the rubber against the SoCal kid, Noah Cardenas. Right in, right the matchup. Out of the stretch, the first pitch is a breaking ball that drops in there for a call at strike one. Getting late here on July the 4th. Three runs, four hits for the Colonels. One run, four hits for Quad Cities. 0-1 outside, it's a ball and a strike. One error for Cedar Rapids, done for the Bandits. As we begin the third of four, six-game series between the Colonels and the River Bandits. 1-1 to Cardenas. Fastball lifted high, not very deep center field. Cross with plenty of time, plenty of room. Calls off the right field from McGrett. In front of the big scoreboard, makes the two-handed catch. And one is out in the inning. Colonels wearing those jerseys, the blue tops tonight.
Jose Salas.
Up for auction as we speak on MILB auctions, as will the Colonels jerseys. They will wear it tomorrow and on Friday. The Matt Grapplers and the Bunnies. Here is Jose Salas, switch hitter. In the first pitch, is fouled straight back. And it is strike one. Salas, a broken bat single last time around. That was into right field. He's one for two. Seeing Sarantola for the first time. And the 1-1. It's a called strike at the knees. And now a shift to the count is 0-2. Infield plays Salas, a switch hitter batting lefty to pull. Shortstop Vaz up the middle, the 0-2 pitch. Is a high fly ball hit well as a center. Cross drifting back has room. And he makes another two-handed catch. Back-to-back flies to center. Easy play for Gavin Cross in central. It is two up, two down in the inning.
Third baseman, number 26.
Base is empty.
Tanner Schobel.
And two are gone for the top of the order. And Tanner Schobel. Tanner on the brink of losing his hitting streak. A Colonels season high 12 games. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Open stance right side against Sarantola. In the pitch is a swing and a miss. Schobel nowhere near that breaking ball. It is strike one. It took Tanner to his final at-bat last night, a line drive double off the wall in the ninth inning to make his hitting streak a dozen. Looking for a Baker's dozen here on July the 4th. 0-1-2. More off speed. Gets the corner. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Sarantola looking for a 1-2-3 seventh in a hurry. The righty's pitch is fouled back to the screen.
Fans, a reminder, check your 50-50 raffle tickets.
And it stays 0-2.
Tonight's winning number 592-893. Tonight's prize, $599. Hit the Surf Pro guest
service. Manuel Rodriguez is on deck. Schobel trying to get this to him. As the Colonels lead by two, bases empty, two gone in the top or now bottom of the seventh. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, stabbed by Alexander behind toe play. It's ball one on Schobel. Tanner digs in the back of the righty batter's box, open stance with his red batting gloves here on July the 4th. 1-2, swing and a miss. Alexander can't find it, it's right below him. He recovers, throws to first, it's low, but dug out by Newton as the out is made at first base. Schobel is 0 for 4. We go to the eighth inning, 3-1 Colonels in the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time you...
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Top of the eighth here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 3-1 Cedar Rapids on July the 4th here at the ballpark. Sun setting, getting set for post-game fireworks here in Cedar Rapids. Happy with us on this Independence Day. Calvin Christopher at the ballpark with you. After a scoreless seventh, John Stankiewicz out there for the eighth. He'll get Alexander, Vaz, and Gonzalez, 9-1-2 in the order for Quad Cities. Just one run on four hits for the Bandits. They have three singles and a double. That two-bagger coming to the leadoff man, Javier Vaz, to begin the ballgame for the River Bandits offense. Stankiewicz works from the stretch in the first base side of the river. Alexander digs in, righty batter. A look in from Stankiewicz, now a pause and a pitch. Breaking ball that just misses off the outside corner. Good looking pitch. It's called ball one. Alexander at the bottom of the order for Quad Cities has flown to left and has singled. 1-0. This breaking ball drops in. Stared at by Alexander for strike one. Infield plays Alexander to pull. Outfield straight up. The 1-1. When a high fly ball hits softly center field. Out is the second baseman Ortega. Rodriguez in center calls him off and sprinting in makes the one-handed catch for the first out of the inning.
Fans, the Millstream Hot Corner Grill and Tap will be closing.
Rodriguez covers so much ground in center. Long run for Ortega at second base. Rodriguez, though, sprinting in called him off. To make the catch, one is gone for Javier Vaz in the top of the Bandits order. Lefty batter Vaz, he's 1-for-3 with that double. First pitch, outside, ball one. Vaz from Vanderbilt has more strikeouts, or I should say more walks than strikeouts this season. 32 walks compared to just 20 strikeouts. This guy puts it in play, 1-0. Misses away, 2-0, and that is his goal. He does not want to strike out. He wants to put the ball in play, especially with the speed this guy has. Hitters count 2-0, the pitch. Misses away. It is three balls
and
no strikes.
Prize has been claimed. Thank you for playing and supporting the Colonels Foundation.
Not a guy you want to walk with the wheels of Vaz, especially with the on-deck batter representing the tying run. But Stankiewicz does walk him on four pitches, 3-0 down and in. It is a four-pitch walk. Vaz is on with one out for Gerard Gonzalez.
Second baseman, number two, Gerard Gonzalez.
Gonzalez has punched out twice. He's also singled. Batting against Stankiewicz for the first time tonight. Switch hitter batting lefty against the righty on the mound. First pitch, breaking ball outside corner, strike one. Vaz this season is 20-for-21 stealing bases, 20 successes. And one at caught stealing. Big lead, he doesn't go. And the pitch is a ground ball, up the middle. Sliding play, Miller comes to his feet, throws to first for a beauty of a second out. A broken bat number hits his second and Miller was ready. On the wrong side of the second base bag, he slides, moving towards his left, and makes the play at first base, and two are retired in the inning. Just like Rodriguez in center, there's never a ball hit on the infield in the proximity of Miller you expect him not to get. Up to second is Vaz, now with two outs for Gavin Cross, and the first pitch to him is a breaking ball in there, strike one. A.J. Labus now starting to loosen in the Colonel's bullpen. Cross represents the tying run, two-run game, top eight. Two out, 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, good changeup that time. Cross almost dropped to a knee, missing the Stankiewicz offering. It is 0-2. Another guy the Colonels put a pull. Here's the 0-2. Swing a line drive. Center field hit well. Rodriguez started in, now goes back, retreats, and makes the catch. With one hand by the USA patch on his blue cap. to end the inning for Quad Cities in the eighth. Nothing comes of the walk of Javier Vaz. We go to the home half of the eighth inning. Colonel's trying for some insurance when we come back on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Your printers were upgraded. For 65 years, Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology.
We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonel since 2015. We are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit kernels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Kernels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonel's. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit kernels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
3-1 the lead for Cedar Rapids. They bat in the home half of the eighth inning. Looking to grow the lead against Eric Sarantola, the Canadian, in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colonel scoring a double in the first inning to bring home a run by Ben Ross, then a two-run home run by Noah Cardenas. His first since opening day in the fifth frame. All of that off the starter, Luis Ravila. It has been two scoreless from Sarantola out of the bullpen for the Bandits.
Third fielder, number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
2-3-4, Rodriguez, Rosario Ross, the killer R's in this Colonel's order to bat in this eighth frame against Sarantola. First pitch home, breaking ball misses outside. It is ball one. Lefty batter against the righty in the mound. Rodriguez is 0-for-2, has been hit by a pitch and scored. It's also struck out and has grounded out. 1-0. Foul tip in a mitt. It is 1-1. Emmanuel still 0 for his last 22. Was hitless in the series against Peoria. 1-1 to him. Misses outside. It is 2-1 on Rodriguez. Sun setting here at the ballpark. Dipping behind the overhang here at Vets. 2-1 to Rodriguez. Swing a high fly ball sky to center. Cross started in. Now retreats, still going back in front of the warning track to make the catch. Backpedaling by that 400 sign for the first out of the inning.
Right fielder number 25, Kalani Rosario.
So one has gone to the flood of center, and here is Rosario, bases empty with one out. 3-1 Cedar Rapids, bottom of the eighth inning. Game one of six between the Colonels and the Bandits this week before the All-Star break. First pitch breaking ball drops in there. It is a called strike one. Rosie is 1-for-3. He has punched out twice, both swinging, and he's also singled. That was against Sarantola. 0-1. Just misses a hair off the outside part of the plate. And it's 1-1. More words exchanged between Brooks Conrad, the manager for Quad Cities, and the home plate umpire, Guillermo Rodriguez. As that pitch was called a ball, here's the 1-1. Swing a chopping ground ball to shortstop. Daz backs up from the outfield grass, rears back and fires in time on a bang-bang play by a half a step at first base. Daz waited for that bounce, knew he had to get a lot of mustard on that throw. Cocked back and fired a bolt to first. Good stretch by Newton over there, and two are gone for Ben Ross. Open stance right side from Ross. First pitch, a breaking ball that Ross takes for strike one. Sarantola looking for three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Davis still warming in the pen for the Colonels. 0-1 to Ross. Ground ball fouled away up the third baseline. It's 0-2. No No balls, two strikes, 3-1 Colonels, bottom eight, base is empty. And it's two out. Sarantola looking for a 1-2-3 eighth inning. It's 0-2. It's hit well, left center field and deep. Back on it down, he turns, he looks, and it is gone. On the 4th of July, Ben Ross has just granted that baseball its independence. A long home run over the wall left center, and it is 4-1 in Cedar Rapids. Second extra base hit for Ben Ross of the night. This one a long home run, 407 off the bat.
Number 9, Jorel Ortega.
Distance away from home plate. And it's 4-1 Cedar Rapids on Ross's league-tying best, 13th of the season. Here is Jorel Ortega. And the first pitch fastball gets the outside corner for strike one. Home runs for Ross, a team high, a tie league high. 0-1 to Ortega. Breaking ball popped up. Foul territory in the Colonel's bullpen. Over is Newton. He runs out of room. It's into the second row. It is 0-2. Now 4-1 Colonels. Run home in this eighth inning. O2 pitch coming to Ortega. Here it comes. Fastball line drive right field. Over is Negrete with room to make the catch, running towards right center. To end the inning in the eighth, but not before the Colonels get one more on the Ben Ross solo home run. We go to the ninth inning. 4-1 Cedar Rapids. This is Colonels Baseball.
Colonels fans, check the LED board for the ultra-long play of...
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
4-1 Cedar Rapids on the home run by Ben Ross. To make it a 3-run lead, we go to the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for Quad Cities. And one of the newcomers for the Colonels, A.J. Labus, is on. Trying to pick up his first high A save in his Cedar Rapids debut here at home. Labus threw just six pitches in a 1-2-3 inning in the series against Peoria. Right-hander from LSU celebrating his alma mater's national championship in baseball. We'll get this ninth inning for the Colonels. To face them will be Wallace Jensen Negrete, 4-5-6 for Labus. Right-handed pitcher who hails from Plano, Texas. 6'3", 223 is Labus, the 24-year-old, and LSU baseball alum.
Third baseman, number 6, Caden Wallace.
Here is Wallace, 0-for-9 for him. He's been frustrated, 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a foul out. First pitch breaking ball gets to the outside corner, a called strike one. 4-game hitting streak for Wallace, on the brink of breaking right now. 0-1, drops in there. It is 0-2. Labus, a strike thrower. He has thrown 8 pitches in a Colonel's uniform. They have all been for strikes. 6-for-6 in the outing against Peoria. That was in the Thursday contest. 0-2. He throws his first ball. in the dirt. It is ball one, and it's 1-2. On the third baseman, Wallace. Action going in that Quad Cities bullpen just in case. The 1-2 pitch. Well outside. It's taking it. 4-2. A 3-0 lead for Labus in the defense. No need to work around anyone. Wallace, though, can beat you. And the 2-2 pitch comes home to him. Swing the ball punched softly right field. Rosauer goes in to make the running catch at his shoulder for the first out of the inning. A flick of the wrist by Rosario. One is out.
Carter Jensen.
For Carter Jensen, the DH. 4-1 Cedar Rapids. 4 runs, 5 hits, an error for the Colonels. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for Quad Cities. Cedar Rapids trying to win game one of this series here on July 4th. First pitch to Jensen. A fastball in there for a called strike one. 93 miles an hour from Labus. It's 0-1. Lefty batter is Jensen. And here's the 0-1. Fastball in below the hands, catches in the corner. It is 0-2. Labus works from the windup and the first base side, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, he got him. Challenge him in a fastball at 94. And Jensen is gone at 4, strike three.
So you get nothing.
Two up, two down for Labus. Good in the ninth inning. And here is the last chance for Quad Cities. It is Juan Carlos Negret.
Right fielder, number 12, Juan Carlos Negret.
Labus looking for his first high A save in his home debut. First pitch. Breaking ball called strike one in the outside corner. It is 0-1. Out of the wind, he works. Infield plays Negret to pull. 0-1. Swing a high pop-up onto the infield. This should do it. Ortega, the second baseman, calls off the shortstop Miller to make the catch in shallow center to end the ball game on this 4th of July. Colonels score one in the first inning. They never trail. And on July 4th, they score 4, taking down Quad Cities for the third straight 4th of July. Cedar Rapids 4 and Quad Cities 1. We wrap it up and give you totals next when we come back on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Colonels have just won the game. It's time for the victory ball.
The fact is, we use the internet for almost everything we do. Smart Cage, Feed Beaker. So when the internet doesn't work the way it should, you don't work the way you should.
Kevin!
That's why more homes and businesses rely on Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network delivers 99.99% reliability. And with 650,000 miles of fiber, we have more paths of connection and more ways to avoid outages. Not all internet is created equal. We built ours for you to rely on.
Hey, Colonels fans, welcome to your tanning bar. We're Iowa's first exclusive airbrush tanning salon with 11 years in business and 3 locations. Get a customized spray tan applied by our certified technicians, the only healthy way to glow. Book online at yourtanningbar.com. Shop small and spray local.
Cedar Rapids 4 and Quad Cities 1. The Colonels take game one of their 6-game series against the Bandits on this 4th of July in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels victorious. They scored in the first inning. It was a Ben Ross RBI double that opened the scoring, scoring Amanda Rodriguez, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning and still second. They made it 1-0 Cedar Rapids in the first inning. That was the score until the 5th when the Colonels opened up a 3-0 lead. It started with a walk by Urbina. Then Noah Cardenas blasted his second home run of the season, a 2-run shot to left field. His first since opening day, a 2-run home run.
Fans, stick around make a 1-0 lead,
a 3-0 lead
at 9:15
for the Colonels. Cedar Rapids with that 3-0 lead made it 3-1. Quad Cities didn't fast.
Also a reminder, you can stick around they scored a run. Our fireworks. Watch the downtown fireworks
in the sixth inning. Alexander came around to score an error from third base on the second baseman Darrell Ortega. That made it a 3-1 contest in favor of the Colonels. 3-1 going to the bottom of the eighth inning when Cedar Rapids made it a 4-1 game. Ben Ross solo home run over the wall in left center field a 4-1 contest. Cedar Rapids would hold on to that as A.J. Labus picked up his first high-A save in his home debut in a Colonels uniform. Totals for the visiting River Bandits: Javier Vaz, 1-for-3 with a double. Gerard Gonzalez, 1-for-4. Gavin Cross, 0-for-4. Did have an RBI. Kane Wallace, 0-for-4, punched out twice. Carter Jensen, 0-for-3. He walked and struck out twice. Negrette, 0-for-4. Rivertown, 1-for-2 with a single. Shervin Newton, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. And Jack Alexander, 1-for-3. And a run scored for Quad Cities. For the Colonels on offense, Tanner Schobel broke his 12-game hitting streak. He was 0-for-4, punched out once. Rodriguez stays ice cold, now 0 for his last 23. 0-for-3 with the strikeout. Kaleti Rosario, 1-for-4. He was with two strikeouts. Ben Ross, 2-for-4, a home run and a RBI double. He had it. Two of the four runs driven in for the Colonels. He was 2-for-4. Jarrell Ortega, 0-for-4. Noah Miller, 0-for-2. He took ball four. Misael Urbino was 0-for-2. He scored a run and walked. Noah Cardenas, 1-for-3, his first home run since opening day in Peoria, his first at the home ballpark. 1-for-3, a homer. And Jose Salas, also 1-for-3, looping broken bat single in that two-run inning in the fifth for Cedar Rapids. Win goes to Zebby Matthews, really good outing for him. Matthews gets his second win in a Colonel's uniform. He deserved it, 5 2/3. Three hits, a run, it was earned. Five strikeouts and a walk for Matthews. The save goes to A.J. Labus, a 1-2-3 ninth inning with a strikeout in between. Good night for Luis de Ravila in a losing effort. Five innings, three runs, they were all earned. But that number looks a little bit thrown off because he only gave up three hits. Home run by Cardenas, RBI double by Miller. Six strikeouts from Avila and one walk. Eric Sarantol, the only other pitcher used by Quad Cities. Two hits a run. It was earned for Sarantol, the home run by Ben Ross. We look around the Midwest League at scores going on. A lot of games in early action. This one of four that has gone final. A win for Peoria after a dogfight with the Colonels. They sent South Bend to a lowly 2-8 start to the beginning of the second half of the season for the South Bend Cubs. 9-5 Peoria over South Bend. That game is final at Four Winds Fields. A record crowd in Lansing, over 11,000 fans at Jackson Field, their highest attendance since 2013. There was an inside-the-park home run in that game between the Lugnuts and the Captains. Lansing wins by a final of 7-4. Fort Wayne wins again. They were off to a good start in the second half of the season of the Tin Caps after a rough first half. Fort Wayne now at 7-3 to begin the second half. They top West Michigan by a final of 8-7. They are now two games over 500 on the season in 2023. Wisconsin and Beloit in a 3-0 game, bottom of the seventh inning. That game up in Appleton, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Timber Rattlers over the Skycarp in the seventh. Late game in Dayton, 8-6, the lead for the Great Lakes Loons over the Dayton Dragons in the bottom of the eighth inning in Dayton. As for the big league affiliates, luckily they play each other. Only one score to get you. That is the Twins and the Royals. Minnesota winners over Kansas City tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say, game at Target Field, won by the Minnesota Twins. A final in that game of 9-3, Minnesota over the Royals. Tonight's game, a 4-1 victory in favor of the Colonels. Home runs by Cardenas and Ben Ross. And Cedar Rapids wins on 4th of July for the fourth straight year, their third over the River Bandits of Quad Cities. A crowd of 4,879 watched it. It took just 121 minutes, 2 hours and 1 minute. A fast game on this 4th of July. Fans will hang around for the fireworks, which will take place in a half an hour here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels win the first game of this 6-game series. Cedar Rapids 4 and Wisconsin 1. We'll see you tomorrow night. I should say Quad Cities 1. Wisconsin, Colonels will play 18 times, but they did not play them tonight. They played the Quad Cities River Bandits as the Colonels beat the Bandits by a final of 4-2-1. Tomorrow night, same time, same place, same people, and same me, 6:35 here at the ballpark. It is Jalen Nowlin on the mound for the Colonels opposing Mason Barnett. The left-hander against the right-hander, Nowlin versus Barnett tomorrow night as a couple of Georgia natives go at it in game two of this series. That game's at 6:35, game two of the series, and game number 14 of the season series between Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities. We'll talk then. Colonels win tonight by a final of 4-1. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball. We thank our friends here at the ballpark in Metro Studios, the crew here in Cedar Rapids. Colonels win tonight 4-1 on the 4th of July. We'll talk tomorrow on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.